Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Happy Friday evening to everyone. Hopefully everyone had a good week. And, you know, today's episode is, you know, is always about questions. Every Friday I tell you, send me questions. Send them to stevethescout81@gmail.com. And each Friday I'll pick the best five questions. I did decide that with some of the questions that you guys are asking me, and again, that email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. Some of the questions that you guys are asking me are very good, and to be honest, you know, it would be doing some of these questions a disservice to try to group them in with a bunch of other questions all the time. Some questions are simple, like, hey, you know, someone asked me the other week, you know, what was the best transaction of the last 2 years in the NFL? I mean, what was the biggest addition that anyone had to any team? And I said it was Jimmy Garoppolo going to the 49ers. That's not something I'm going to do an entire episode on, but there is a question that people have been talking about it for years. And a few people have actually sent me pretty much the same question. So, you know, we have Luke from Daytona Beach, and we also have Mike from Charlotte. So they both essentially asked me a question that, you know, people talk about all the time. And, you know, you can say it a few different ways when talking about Tom Brady. You know, is it Tom Brady or was it Bill Belichick that made the Patriots so good? Is Tom Brady a systems quarterback? Would Tom Brady have had the same level of success somewhere else? And you know, people are always asking these questions, and you know, I'm just going to say this is that you know, this is a question that definitely deserves a longer explanation on, because what I want to do today is I want to explain this objectively from all angles, and I'll tell you that you know, we have to go back in time and actually look at the history of Tom Brady as an entirety. We also have to go back and look at, you know, some of the other quarterbacks that have played in that same system and have had success. Jacoby Brissett, Matt Castle, Jimmy Garoppolo. So there's a lot of different things to discuss when really answering the question, you know, was it Tom Brady or was it Bill Belichick, and is Brady a systems kind of QB, and, you know, Would he have had the same success somewhere else? You know, if we put Ben Roethlisberger there, how would he done? It's in New England. It's really all the same question. So again, you know, we want to look at it objectively from all angles, and trace the history of Tom Brady and look at everything from every angle possible. Like I said, so going back in time, we have to first look at Tom Brady in college. I'll be honest, you know, I cannot find a ton of game tape on Brady in college. What, you know, I've looked, you know, there is some out there, and there also is, you know, some good highlight videos out there. And when I go back and just look at Tom Brady as a college QB, I look at a guy from what I saw that, you know, still had all the great things. He had amazing pocket presence, amazing accuracy, could throw a variety of touch throws, was able to scan the field well and lead his receivers into space. And he has a good throwing arm. Does he have the same throwing arm as Aaron Rodgers? No, but, you know, it's not all about that. So, looking at Brady specifically at Michigan, from the limited amount of tape I've seen, to me that is a guy that should go in the first two rounds for sure. And why he went later, you know, I mean, Drew Henson was there. You know, he didn't have you know, he didn't have a full 4 years to play there. So, you know, it was limited tape on him. You know, Peter King of Sports Illustrated, you know, the one thing he says about Brady is he says, you can never measure how bad a guy wants it. And that has been one of the keystones of Tom Brady's career is how bad he's wanted it. And that's something that you can't take away from the guy. But just looking objectively at his college game tape, you know, there's not as much game tape on him as there are present day quarterbacks. But, you know, from what I've seen, yes, I would rank him as a first or second round quarterback just based on the way I've seen him played and the way I grade quarterbacks. Now, starting out early in his career, he was the backup for Drew Bledsoe. Some people don't remember this, but there was a period of time where Drew Bledsoe was considered one of the very, very best quarterbacks in the NFL. There was no question that mm-hmm. Drew Bledsoe was one of the best quarterbacks in football. He was. You know, he was really looked at a period of time as being, you know, just like a level below Brett Favre. You know, there was Brett Favre, Drew Bledsoe, some other guys, but Drew Bledsoe was always at least in that top echelon, that top tier of quarterbacks. So with that being said, you know, Tom Brady came in early in his career and he outplayed that guy, straight up. He outplayed him so much that he took his job. You know, that would be like someone coming in today, and completely outplaying Philip Rivers and taking his job, because Philip Rivers, you know, is still, in my opinion, one of the top, you know, seven best quarterbacks in football. Drew Bledsoe is really top 3 to 5, so it's even better than that. So you have to look at the fact that he came in and he replaced a guy that was one of the top quarterbacks, that was one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and he came in and he had instant success right away. Now, yes, when you want to talk about a system, I believe New England has a great system for quarterbacks. So I will start off by saying yes, the system there does give you an advantage, but that is still not taking anything away from Tom Brady. Now, when we actually look at, you know, Tom Brady, you know, he's always played with subpar receivers. He's typically had a good offensive line, and at times he's had a good running game, but he has been dominant pretty much every year since he first stepped in and took over for Bledsoe. He won two Super Bowls right away, and I get it. You know, Nick Foles came in and won a Super Bowl. Nick Foles, I would say, is a systems quarterback. He is a guy that actually does need a system. But Tom Brady, I'll explain. It's a little bit different here. And I'm not saying yet whether he is or is not a systems quarterback, but I'm saying Nick Foles is a good example of that. Now, when you want to make the argument, okay, well, if Tom Brady was so great, you know, why did Jacoby Brissett, who is a rookie quarterback, come in and play well? The year he was injured, Matt Cassel came in and played well. Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, played well in that system there as well. So let me first go over those things, because those are arguments that people have, and I definitely think it's worth mentioning. First of all, Jacoby Brissett is not a bad quarterback. If you watch the game tape, he actually does some things very well. And it's not like we had this huge sample size of Jacoby Brissett to look at. But again, you know, it is a good system there. One thing that I will say about, you know, Matt Cassel's year is, you know, look, in 2007 was arguably the best season a quarterback has ever had in the history of the NFL. and it was the best offense in the history of the NFL. And do you know why I think that was? Brady finally had good receivers. He had Randy Moss and he had Wes Welker in his prime. When he did that, he had the greatest season that any quarterback ever had. It was the greatest offense we've ever seen. Look, when you look at Matt Castle the next year, they didn't make the playoffs. Yes, Castle went 10-5, but it was with that same group of guys, and although Castle had success, he did not have even a fraction, not even close to the amount of success that Brady had the year before. That year, they were the sixth-ranked offense in the league, and you had Randy Moss and Wes Welker in his prime. And you know what? Yes, Matt Castle came in and played well. He played okay in Kansas City, but he was never quite the same. So, yes, obviously there is a system there. You look at Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo played great in the games that we saw. You know, most of them were pretty much preseason. But you look at Jimmy Garoppolo now, and, you know, we have a small sample size, and last year he looked like one of the very, very best quarterbacks in the league, and a guy that I think is going to be one of the, you know, 3 to 4 best quarterbacks of the next 10 years just based on the sample size I saw. So yeah, these other quarterbacks have had success. Look, Garoppolo is a much better quarterback than Brissett and Castle, and you can see that by the tape in San Francisco. Now, what I'll say in terms of people that want to say, well, Jacoby Brissett and Matt Castle, they were successful because of the system. I will say this, is that I believe that Brady, in many ways, is the system. You got to remember that, you know, they learned, you know, both of these guys spent a good amount of time learning from Tom Brady. And yes, Matt Castle's stats were nowhere nearly as good. But when I look at Tom Brady and really why he's been so successful, and again, you know, just to go back on that one more time, I just want to kind of make sure I hit the nail on the head. Brissett looks good on tape, small sample size. Matt Castle, you know, they were the sixth ranked offense in the league 1 year after Brady made them the most prolific offense in NFL history, and they didn't make the playoffs. And Jimmy Garoppolo is Jimmy Garoppolo. So yeah, there's definitely a good system there, but I think in many ways Brady is the system. Brady is a different kind of quarterback in terms of teaching approach than a guy like, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. Brady takes these guys under his wing and he wants them to be successful, and he has no feelings of threat like these guys are going to take my job. He truly mentors these guys, and I think that is also a big reason why these guys also have success. Now, when I look at, you know, really what has made Tom Brady so good, it's this, and I'll give you some analogies. There's a great business book. Maybe some of you have heard of it. It's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And what it talks about in that book is it basically talks about how to use your mind to create wealth. And when I look at Tom Brady, I look at Bill Belichick, and I look at the two main offensive coordinators that they've had, which has been Josh McDaniels and Bill O'Brien. It created the perfect storm. The mastermind principle basically says that if you have brilliant minds that come together, like if you have three great minds that come together, it's going to create a fourth and a fifth mind that are smarter than the first three combined. You can think of it as like having you know, you have two really smart business partners that work together. You have one guy that has this strength, one guy that has this strength, and now you combine those together, and you have a super strength that comes from it. When you want to look at Bill Belichick, he is the best coach and probably the smartest coach in the history of the NFL. When you look at Josh McDaniels and Bill O'Brien, they are two of the best offensive minds of this generation, and they've masterminded with Bill Belichick, the smartest coach in history. Now, the reason why this is the perfect storm is when I want to look at reading defenses and manipulating people and moving pieces around, Brady is pre-play, and yes, more so than Peyton Manning, the smartest effing quarterback in the history of the game. Ask guys like Ray Lewis. He said it was like playing a chess match. Quote unquote, Ray Lewis said it was like playing a chess match with the world's greatest chess player. So what makes Brady really so good is his mental game. And he is a genius. Bill Belichick is a genius. Josh McDaniels is arguably the greatest offensive mind of this generation. And when you have those guys work together in unity and harmony for so long, you know what it's like? It's like taking the world's greatest bodybuilder and giving him the best steroids and the best human growth hormone, and then you have an Arnold Schwarzenegger or a Ronnie Coleman or a Phil Heath, some of these great bodybuilders out there. That is honestly what has happened. And Brady, again, you go back to the college tape. The college tape was damn good. All the things that I wanted to see from a quarterback from a limited amount of tape, I saw it in college. When he came to the NFL, he got around the smartest coaches, the smartest coach in the history of the game, and some other brilliant offensive minds. You take that with Brady's ability to make touch throws, having some of the best accuracy I've ever seen, knowing how to lead his receivers into space and the mind, that is what has made Tom Brady so good. So if you're going to ask me, you know, would Ben Roethlisberger have done as well in New England, I'm going to say the answer is no. I'm going to say Ben Roethlisberger would have played better, but Ben Roethlisberger, in terms of playing the chess game and using his mind, he is not on the same level as Brady. Okay, let's go another route. Let's say that Peyton Manning was the guy that you put in there in New England. Well, I'll say this: if you want to look at historically Brady and Manning and during crunch time, there are countless examples that Brady was way better under pressure than Peyton Manning. So you have to take that into consideration as well. Even the two Super Bowls that Tom Brady lost, he lost three, but the two Super Bowls that he lost to the Giants, he put his team in a position to win those games. I mean, he literally could have had seven rings by now if not for some of the miracles that, you know, that the Giants pulled off. Look, there's no way, you know, you can't tell me that Brady is a systems quarterback after watching how he came back and beat the Falcons. I mean, it was the greatest comeback story in postseason history. Let's take another one. You put Aaron Rodgers in there. Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers, you know, would do great in there, but I still don't think he'd be the best ever, and I'll tell you why. And again, it's because Brady's mind. His ability to manipulate defenses is better than any quarterback ever. And when you take that into consideration with all the other things I mentioned, you cannot say that Tom Brady is a systems QB. Even arm strength, look, he's got plenty of arm strength. He's got great deep ball accuracy. It just with who Tom Brady is, the skill set that he has, the coaches that are there, it just created the perfect storm to make one of the best football teams ever, and you know, arguably the greatest quarterback and maybe greatest player in the history of the game. So if you're going to say that Tom Brady is a systems quarterback and that someone else would have done better there, I disagree, and that is why. All right, guys, that is it for today's show. Just a reminder, when you guys have questions, send it to stevethescout81@gmail.com. Again, you know, some weeks I'm going to answer, you know, I'm going to answer all the questions. I'll answer five of them. And then some weeks just to, you know, this is such a good question. I want to make sure that I'm dedicating an entire episode to. So just so you guys know, the schedule right now, it's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In terms of when the episodes get released, I still do have a day job, so I typically do release them in the evening. Sometimes I will try to get them earlier to you in the day, but they will be released at some point every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, right now, I'm going through a Hall of Fame series where each Monday I'm going position by position and saying which guys are surefire Hall of Famers at that position and which guys are close and what they need to do to get there. This past Monday, I did the QBs, and then this week, I'm actually going to be doing, on Monday, the running backs. On Wednesday right now, I am doing the way I evaluate players. I am doing the top 30 players in the NFL. This past Wednesday, if you didn't listen to it, I gave you players 30 through 21. This week is going to be 20 through 11, and that's going to be on Wednesdays. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions. Sometimes I'll answer five. Sometimes if it's really good like this, I'll just answer one. You guys have a great weekend. Again, stevethescout81@gmail.com. Send me an email. Look forward to next week. You guys have a great weekend.